That is quite a mouthful. I mean, it's more than I think I can take all at once. This conversation, you know, is moving faster than I ever thought it would, taking me to places I never thought I would go.
You have asked to know about tomorrow's God, and tomorrow's God will have little to do with yesterday's reality. Yet there will be nothing here that you cannot understand, nothing here that you are unable to comprehend. All that will be asked of you is that you open your mind.
How do I do this? That's a psychological trick I don't know how to do on command.
It is not a psychological trick. It is a physiological process. It is something you can do with your body.
What do I have to do?
Simply breathe in the life that is all around you. Breathe deeply with the natural rhythm of life for an extended period. Sit or lie quietly while you do this.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this. In some trainings, this is called breath work.
Yes. Now, as you inhale, feel yourself taking in the energy of life. After breathing deeply for a while, imagine this energy of life entering through a portal at the top of your head. Watch with your internal eye as it courses through your body. As you exhale, let it exit through your feet. Do this a number of times. Scan your body with your mind. Now, imagine filling your brain with this energy. Feel the oxygen fill your brain, feeding and nourishing the cells there. Feel the cells of your brain expand. Do this intentionally for 7 minutes. Make a commitment to do this breath work every day. Try doing it before doing anything else as you begin your day. Soon, it may become automatic with you. If that happens, you will be preserving life. For breathing is the process by which the life force enters you, flows through you, and is sent by you back to life itself. I know that you already understand how the cycling of this life energy through all life forms supports all life forms on your planet.
Yes, I do understand that. I know that the oxygen I breathe in is created by the plants and trees all around me, which breathe in the carbon dioxide that I breathe out, turning it into oxygen again and sending it into the environment for me to inhale. It's a circular system of mutual interdependence.
That is a very basic understanding, but it is correct.
It's the best I can do.
And breathing is not something that you have to be told to do. You do it automatically because it is life-serving. It is the first thing you do in every moment. Before you serve the agenda of your little self, you serve this larger agenda of the big self that is life itself, expressed through you as you. Life serves life in this way, through its never-ending cycle. And you are a part of that cycle. By serving that cycle before serving anything else, you preserve life, which, of course, preserves it.
Oh, my gosh, I just got it. I just got what you've been telling me here. I just got the whole meaning, the whole picture. The cycle is part of the overall and larger process that we call evolution, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I see it now. Even breathing, something as simple and automatic and seemingly non-impacting upon the world as breathing, actually serves the whole cycle of life by which life itself is allowed to sustain itself. We have to serve first our highest idea about who we are, which is life itself uniquely expressed. Then life as we know it can be preserved.
Bravo, bravo.
Thank you.
You've got it. That is what is meant by saving the world.
I see the challenge now and the opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. You might say a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You have an opportunity to preserve your world and the life you have created by preserving life itself.
You seem to be using the word life a lot here. And you've said before in previous dialogues that this word is interchangeable with the word God. Is that what you want humanity to understand at last? Will tomorrow's God not require us to believe in God in the conventional sense at all, but merely to believe in life?
When you believe in life, you do believe in God, whether you say it in so many words or not. You can be an atheist or an agnostic or anything in between, and it won't matter to tomorrow's God.